Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Oh, how thankful I am that we can spend this time together. You know, today I want to talk about loneliness and scriptures from the Lord assuring us that he will be with us even in our alone times. Recently, I read an article about the fact that even though we seem to have more communication because of our constant cell phone usage, Facebook, Twitter, and so on, yet psychologists say people are more lonely than ever. Alone or lonely, there is a difference. I'm learning I really can be alone and not lonely. But at times it's a struggle, isn't it? You know, sometimes we come to transitions in our lives that we didn't plan. Maybe we have an illness, or we make a wrong decision and the consequences are disastrous. Or perhaps someone we counted on leaves us. When we look to others to solve our loneliness, their inability to help us only heightens our sense of aloneness. Over and over, I have learned that's God and he alone that soothes my lonely heart. Well, today you may feel no one even cares what happens to you, but that's not true. Even the fact you tuned in today to this program is very significant. It means that God cares for you. He knows what you're going through right now. I don't believe things happen by accident. God often speaks to us and our needs in sometimes unusual ways. Maybe he wants to speak to you even through this radio program. So, what can you do? First, you need to accept the fact that you may indeed be alone. It's true, the past cannot be restored, nor can it be relived. But you know, I've found the Bible helps me when I am lonely, more than anything else. So often I've found if I just go to the Psalms and read the Psalms, it seems like King David writes like I feel. And I found it even helps to read the Psalms out loud. For instance, Psalms 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And then in verse 9, David writes, "For God satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." And then in verse 20, it says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." So, dear friend, go to Psalm 107. You'll find many more verses there to help you. And God-honoring music also helps me not be lonely. And so today I want to play a song by the Continental Singers, and they're singing for you a song of assurance. The title is, "No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so kind and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No other friend so kind comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love, but I'll never know just why He came to save me until someday I see His blessed face above.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He.
Truly, no one will ever care for you like Jesus. Jesus knows your feelings and the loneliness you feel too. However, it's not only adults who may feel lonely. When I was a child, we traveled out to our uncle and aunt's farm most Sunday afternoons after church. But we children would often be restless on the long drive home at night. And even though there were usually three of us in the back seat of the car, sometimes I felt lonely. And I would ask Mom to sing, and she always sang the hymns. The lyrics of one song I especially liked said, "He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own." Well, even though it was my mom's voice, it was as though God Himself was reassuring me that indeed I was His own. And I loved the feeling of belonging to God. Well, I didn't know it then, but my mom gave me the gift of God's care out there on those dark highways. Hundreds of times I've sat alone during my husband's illnesses, or as a widow, or simply as a woman, feeling bereft and alone, and Mom's voice would come back to me in my own dark night of my soul. And it's so comforting to be reminded that God wants to talk with me and walk with me, and that I belong to Him. And you know, it's the same for you. God wants to be with you because you belong to Him. And dear friend, do you need someone to talk to in the rush hour traffic, or alone in the bed built for two, or sitting at the kitchen table alone? Talk to God. Don't just think your thoughts and prayers to God. Talk out loud to Him. Since you're alone anyway, who's going to think you're crazy talking to yourself? You know, some time ago, I heard a song that's so amazing. The title alone brought me incredible comfort. The title is, "When He Was on the Cross, I Was on His Mind." Now, theologically, I know that the Bible tells us that He died for the sins of the world and we are in the world. But I also know that Jesus loves you and me individually. So I have no doubt that when Jesus was on the cross, He thought of you and me in the 21st century and knew that I would need Him. How could I be on His mind when He was on the cross? I don't know. I just know He's God, and He thought of me and died for me and you too. So listen to this wonderful song and let the Lord bless you as you receive His love. Here's Kenneth Copeland singing, "When He Was on the Cross."
He walked the streets to Calvary. The rugged cross He bore. The crowd stood by and watched this man they'd heard him preach before. No one could ever be worthy of such love I'd never find. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face, the thorns on his head, the blood that stained his scarlet robe had stained it crimson red. His eyes were on the crowd that day, yet he looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yeah.
Security. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. And you were on his mind too, because he loves you. You know, it's not because you're worthy of his love. No, it's because he's God. And he has promised that he loves you and he will never leave you or forsake you. Well, on this program, I'm talking about being alone or lonely. And in a survey about loneliness, they found that 40% of the people who did not volunteer their time to help others reported being lonely, whereas only 20% of the people who volunteered reported being lonely. Maybe we need to volunteer to help others and we won't have time to be lonely. You know, some people say that social media sounds like the perfect way to stay connected with old friends and make new ones. But the survey suggested that the internet can actually make loneliness even worse. One man said, "Substituting the internet for personal human contact can be like eating celery when you're hungry." Yes, I also know that you don't have to be alone to feel lonely. Some of the loneliest people I know are people who are unhappy in their relationships. So just having people around isn't necessarily the key to being lonely or not, is it? Perhaps when we seek connection with people, what we really need is a deeper connection with God. Instinctively, we want to rush out and find somebody to take away our loneliness. Well, King David sometimes wrote in the Psalms that he was lonely too. And once when he was hiding out in the wilderness of Judah, he wrote in Psalm 63:3, "Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer." So, if you're feeling lonely, maybe praising God for his unfailing love will help you. And now let me play this song to remind you. It says, "Lonely people, Jesus loves you." And so here are the Tallies singing for you now, "Lonely People."
Living in a world of busy people, they look you in the eye. say they are concerned for you. No one ever wants to take the time. No one wants to listen to the broken. Therefore you camouflage your misery. Jesus sees right through the face you're wearing. He wants to hold you tenderly. Lonely people, Jesus loves you. No matter what you're feeling now, you are not. Where you've looked for satisfaction, no matter what you found or who you've known, you always end up feeling lost and empty, for no one ever wants to hold you long. Oh, but I know one who's longing to embrace you and hold you. Blessed friend I found in Jesus. I know because right now he's holding me. So lonely people, Jesus loves you. No matter
wonderful song. Yes, lonely people, Jesus does love you. I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And since I'm not living near my friends, emails, letters, and phone calls are very important to me. Which reminds me, will you email me or write as soon as my program's over? It would be so special to hear from you, and be sure and let me know what station you listen to. Glancing at the mail, as I walked out of the post office recently, the postmark of a letter puzzled me. I didn't know anyone in that city, but inside was a note from a woman telling me that she enjoyed listening to my program. She said, "Because your ideas seem so close to the ones I have, but lack the skill to say, thank you for affirming my thoughts about God. It's like we are visiting." Oh, what a lift her note gave me. I no longer felt exhausted. I was exhilarated. Her note made my whole day. It made me stop and think about how long it had been since I wrote a note of appreciation to someone else. Maybe taking the time to reach out to someone is just the answer that they and we need to end the loneliness we're feeling. I know it would be a special treat for me if you took time to email or write to me telling me you heard this program or telling me about your struggles with loneliness. I do answer my mail and emails. And when we listen to a program like this, it's so easy to say, "Oh, Samantha must get lots of mail. She doesn't need to hear from me." Oh, but I do. It would mean so much to me. One day I found a verse where the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, And this is his prayer. Well, it's my prayer for you too today. He wrote, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him, and then you will overflow with a confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Oh, yes, what a wonderful prayer for us. When you overflow with confident hope, you won't be so discouraged or lonely. And now let's listen to a wonderful song assuring us that if with Jesus in our heart, we will never be alone. Here is Vern Jackson singing for you, "You'll Never Walk Alone."
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown.
Yes, when we have Jesus in our heart, we will never walk alone. He will always be with us. That song is one of my favorite to listen to when I'm feeling lonely. God often uses it to replace my loneliness with his joy. Well, if you're a person who chooses to keep a joyful heart, you may wonder why I would spend one whole program talking about loneliness. But a recent study found that 25% of the people report that they had no one with whom they could discuss important issues in their lives. They don't have anyone with whom they can share their deepest fears or even greatest joys, and that they often felt lonely. Isn't it strange that as we become more connected by cell phones, texting, and the internet, we often feel more isolated? Well, one way to solve your loneliness is to realize that you have many people that need you, that need your laughter and your care. They need to know you really care about them. They may be lonely too. And loneliness will diminish when you get the focus off yourself and onto others. You know, it's not enough to simply join yet another group, but you need to take the initiative and join a group of people who are interested in building relationships as well as reaching out to help others. Look around your neighborhood. It doesn't matter where in the world you live, there are always people you can help. You may not even need an organization. Just go out and help people. Oh, you may feel you don't have anything to give, but you can always give of yourself. I know one lady that often bakes cookies and just goes around her neighborhood and knocks on a door and gives them a batch of cookies. Or You can even give someone a hug or a smile. That would be wonderful. Not long ago, I happened to smile at a lady in the wheelchair at the grocery store. Later, as I happened to pass her again, she stopped me, thanking me for smiling at her. She said it had been a long time since anyone had smiled at her. Well, God desires for you to receive and give love to others, and even just a smile is the beginning. Well, I hope you'll listen to my announcer and write to me today, and when you write, feel free to ask for my booklet, New Beginnings. I know it would make me smile to give it to you. So for now, remember, God loves you. And this is Samantha Landy. It's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.